Today's regular episode of the Masked Minuteman will not be heard in order to bring you this special comment on our last episode. And with us again in the studio is Mr. Selwyn Searle of the Sons of the Mothers of Early America. Mr. Searle.
Thank you. I strongly object to the suggestion in the last episode that, quote, this big talking dog sat at the feet of Alexander Hamilton, close quote. Mm-hmm. Now, it's my view that, A, it's far-fetched, B, it's nonsense, and C, it's a bald-faced lie.
All right. Let's not mince words, Mr. Searle. What you're saying is, A,
it's far-fetched,
and B,
that it's nonsense, and D...
C.
No, D.
What about C?
No, C.
I see.
You see. Because there is little or nil evidence that Hamilton, as we know him, would ever have permitted anything near his feet. You see, to Hamilton, feet were very personal parts, like his hands.
All right.
And if he, in fact, did have something sit at his feet, history does not record that it was a big dog. And that's all I'm really saying here.
All right. Well, with us on the line is Dr. Carl Nipnoil of the History Department of William and Shirley College.
He's on again.
Doctor.
Yes.
Anything you could add to this?
Well, this is another question, and one which is very much to the point of the issue.
Doctor?
Yes.
Any answer?
Yes, there is.
Well, what is,
what is it?
Well, as to whether a dog could have sat at Hamilton's feet, we do know Hamilton had two very fine ones.
Dogs?
No, feet.
Oh, no.
According to a Hamilton biographer, A.J. Slim, he had a right one and, of course, a left one.
Yeah, right.
And no more than those,
certainly. Doctor, the question is first whether Hamilton ever owned a dog or similar feet-sitting pet. That's the question.
Now, no record of a dog per quid hominium rex, as it were.
Right. Well, see, that's
fine. However, there is some record of his owning, as a child, a small green turtle.
Oh, turtle.
A funny frog.
Right.
One lizard.
Yes.
And three marbles.
Yeah. Do you show a dog, though?
Dog.
No. No dog here in the list. I don't see one here.
Right. Do you have a bird?
Yes, I do. His name is Floyd, and he performs some marvelous tricks for me. For example, he can actually stand on one little birdie leg for hours.
Thank you.
Falling on his little birdie popo.
Yeah, right.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Nipnoil, and Mr. Searle, and especially our audience, as we took time for this